here's something a little more fantastic. Ever wanted magic powers? Specifically the power to blow stuff up with a huge ball of fire? Here's your chance. Sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and visualize this. Hold your hand, your throwing hand, out in front of you, fingers spread and slightly curved, as if you're holding a large ball. Examine your skin, your finger and palm prints, the furrows and lines that crisscross your hand. When you flex the muscles of your hand and claw your fingers, a small bowl is created in the middle of your palm. Focus on that area now. You can keep your eyes open or close them if you wish, but focus tightly on a point just above the very center of your palm. And imagine that you are bringing all your focus, all your force of will to bear upon that space. Tense and release muscles in your hand, coaxing it, pulling it, trying to draw magic forth from wherever it comes. A brilliant golden spark appears just above your skin, and then disappears like a tiny shooting star. It reappears and spins madly in the air in a tiny loop. Around and around it goes at high speed. A scintillating golden spark spinning in the air above your palm. Another spark appears, creating a tiny binary star system in your hand, the sparks chasing each other around the loop. Then another spark appears, and another. Soon you have a buzzing sphere of sparks, the size of a marble floating above your palm. You hear the slightest crack and fizz, and feel the slightest heat radiating from the ball. But you have encapsulated the sparks in a sphere of force. They're trying to escape, desperate, to expand and dissipate. But you keep the ball there, molding it, compressing it. This is the heart of your fireball, and inside that bead, it's as hot as the surface of the sun. Slowly expand the image of the roiling ball of sparks in your hand to the size of a golf ball. As it expands, you see millions of sparks within the ball, a chaotic tornado of them. Fire begins to appear in the gaps between the sparks, red and yellow flames tumbling and churning, their heat fed by your will. The ball grows even larger, to the size of a tennis ball. Your face and hand are lit up with yellow and red light. Black smoke starts to appear inside the ball as it grows. The inside of the sphere now looks like a volcanic ash cloud, with sparks, flames, and even tiny forks of lightning swirling around it. You keep it enclosed in that perfect sphere, and keep it spinning at high speed. Now you can feel the heat on your face and hand. You can hear a roaring scream within the fireball. It's fighting to be released. You pour more will into it, more energy, more heat. The fireball's glow changes from dull red with golden sparks to bright yellow, bright enough you have to squint your eyes to look at it. Hot enough that the sweat on your brow dries instantly. Your palm is dry and hot. The fireball is big enough to fill your hand now. You spread your fingers wide, and it floats above your palm. Magical energy makes your hair stand on end, and the heat is almost unbearable. Inside the sphere of force, hundreds of explosions are pulsing, detonating, barely held in check. It's too much energy to keep in such a small space. It must be released. You carefully turn your hand, keeping the fireball spinning above it, until your palm is facing forwards and away from you. You use your other hand to grab your wrist and steady yourself. The smell of smoke fills the air, and you taste ash on your tongue. You tense your entire body and prepare to unleash hell. Pick a target. Perhaps it's a roaring horde of charging orcs, a castle gate, an ice giant, a pile of hay bales set up for target practice. Your boss, a double-parked SUV. Whatever you want, no judgment. Your target is about 20 meters or 60 feet away from you. You unleash the fireball. A concussive wave ripples across you as the fireball fires away from your hand, like a glowing cannonball. As it flies towards your target, the sphere of force holding it in check dissipates, and the fireball grows, expanding into a blazing, tumbling inferno the size of a wagon cart. It leaves a scorched black trail along the ground as it flashes between you and the target, pushing a superheated shockwave of plasma ahead of it. The fireball hits your target, screaming, roaring like a charging bull, blasting your target back. A second after it impacts, it explodes, detonating into a chaotic conflagration of flame. Concentric spheres of superheated plasma expand from that super-dense core of sparks, hundreds of layers of heat rippling outwards in tightly packed shockwaves, incinerating anything within 20 feet of the core. The fire blows back at you, blasting you with wave after wave of heat. You hold your arms in front of your face to protect your skin. The hairs on the back of your hands instantly curl and singe. Then it's over. The roar of the fireball is replaced by silence. A cloud of smoke and ash twists up into the sky. The ground is blasted and cracked. The air is dry. You feel drained, but exultant. Your target is just gone, consumed in the flames. Now, who's next? The end. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to help me make more visualizations, you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. Just search for Visualize This on patreon.com. Otherwise, if you've got any geek friends, or just someone who might want to blow something up in the comfort of their own imagination, please share this episode with them. Cheers.
Ping!